Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to Fedor here in about 20 minutes, so it's not that I don't think the Cavs are going to win the series. It's that I don't think right now it's, and listen, I will be honest, I think it's the longest of long shots that the Magic are actually going to come back and win the series and make it a true series. But
wait a second. So you said the longest of long shots.
Yeah, that they're going to, that they would win the series.
Okay.
But I think they could extend the series.
Okay. But what's the difference between them extending the series as opposed to the Cavs or us saying the series is over?
I would say the health of the Cavs and how we feel about the Cavs going into the next round. Like, it almost feels like this is a trap situation, and it's not literally, but it's, I'm using the phrase lightly.
I don't want to, you know, jam you up here too much there.
Please
do. Nicholas.
Please do.
But I do recall, and Keith, you can back me up on this if you'd like to, Mr. Assassin.
Jam away.
I'm gonna jam away.
Okay.
You ready to be jammed?
I'm ready and willing.
It's okay. Always a pleasure to be in Dustin's bedroom.
Thank you, Doug. So, pretty sure you said it would be more better. Is more beneficial the way to say it?
I don't know. It's how you're
saying
it.
You wanted this series to go seven games.
Thank you, Keith.
Yes. No, and actually,
this was one of the
you said it would help.
Questionable takes of the week last week.
I said I could see the value in an extended series versus a short series because
you're the only one.
Well, okay. My point was after, game one on Saturday, and actually I made this point yesterday. Thank you both for listening. I said I can see now that Donovan looks to be 100% and Evan is giving you what I think we all hoped Evan would give you.
Play more minutes, right?
That's what you want him. Well, no. The point was, I said I came around to the idea after game one because of how it came down that I actually could see, like, okay, let's just get out of the series. And here's the other part about I also thought the Magic would be more of a worthy adversary.
So you flip-flopped.
No, I changed my opinion based off of seeing...
Flip-flopping
is if in the same show, you change your take because you got crap from somebody else.
So one game was all it took then.
No, that's called new information. You actually can change your opinion based off new information. Isn't that like the whole point? Or do I have to stick to every take I've ever had because I used to have
a
take?
Flip-flop.
In what way?
This is an interesting tone Nick's giving us right now.
In what way? Okay, Dr. Phil. What's interesting about this one?
It seems to be a little.
I've defended the flip. No, this is not a flip flop.
No,
a flip flop is.
I think the Assassin's digging into you a little bit there.
Well, yeah, because your team jam them up. So you're already.
I am.
You know what? Thank you for admitting that.
I'm team jammer.
Yeah, we don't do enough of admitting when the shenanigans are abound, and that was really good of you to at least acknowledge that. So getting back to it, no. No, it's not a flip-flop. A flip-flop is in the same show or in between games.
Well, but I don't understand, like, before the series, if you said that, I can see there's a benefit in going seven games because you want them to be playing. First of all, I don't get that you can create momentum by losing games. But the fact is that all it did was they had to play one good game, and you're like, okay, now it makes sense for them to play less minutes.
So I saw the benefit before game one of a team being tested. Meaning, like, really tested. I do think...
You got to get that in the second round regardless, though.
Well, no, but the point is, I don't want that to be the first time you're tested. after the first two games, I don't know that Orlando can. I'm leaving open the possibility because I think way too many people are like, all right, that's enough of this series. We'll talk to you in Boston. But like specifically to my thoughts beforehand, I thought Orlando would give you more of a run. They really haven't. Like last night in the fourth quarter, I thought it was the Cavs who kind of clenched, and I thought it was the Cavs that kind of let the Magic back in the game.
I would like to see the Cavs when they get those leads, not let them back in it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Push it out. Push out the lead.
Yeah.
The way Boston typically does.
Well, and I got to be honest with you. So I don't know that this isn't a criticism. I just thought it was really wild how Darius was really on one last night. And he hit those two big threes. He had the next big point. He was going all out. It was as confident as we've seen him play. And the second Donovan came in, I don't know where Darius went. That's not a criticism of Darius, by the way. I just think you had a hot hand in Darius. Why didn't you keep going to that hot hand? Like, I thought that was a moment where you're pulling away with the game. And I know Donovan wanted back in. And I think there's a part of me that thinks Donovan sat back in the second half and let everybody cook to build some confidence. But, like, I would have preferred.
I needed him back in, too, because I had a little prop on his points, assists, and rebounds.
Well, see, I was pure. I did not go Jontay Porter on last night's game. I did not have any action on it.
I'm not in the league.
Yet. You're still a young man. Except
I'm
for when you
join
golf.
The ATP.
the senior circuit. That's basically the big three now. But no, I mean, I would have put off putting Donovan back in that game even more. Because one, Donovan came in and was cold as hell.
Well, that's what killed him, is them blowing that lead forced him to put Donovan back in the game, I think.
Oh, I think if you look back, I think Donovan came back in the game.
You think he told him he wanted to come back in the game?
I don't know.
I think they needed him back in the game.
I think they put him back in the game when they were still ahead by a considerable amount.
I believe they put him back when they were up 14.
After the timeout is when he went back in.
Mm-hmm.
After the big plays by Darius is when the great indelible image of him chest bumping Darius and saying that's what you bleep and do. Like, I think it was right after that timeout that Donovan was back in the game. I could be wrong. But that's how I remember
it. It was right about 4 minutes and change to go in the ballgame.
But like overall.
Trust me, I remember.
I think, because here's the thing. I think part of this is just the idea of, well, the series is over. That means the Cavs can't let it slip away. And for a team, and I said this going into last night, for a team that's biggest problem has been consistency amongst everything, I still want to see it. I'm more confident now than I've ever been that they can make short work of the Magic. You got to go down to Orlando. In this team, I mean, I've talked a lot about the parallels between the Browns this last year and this Cavs team. The Cavs team really likes home cooking, and they don't love road cooking. I don't know. They don't love room service cooking. I don't think it's as cut and dry as the Browns were. But, like, I think you have an advantage that you're going to Orlando, where I think that town is the family that owns that team has sucked the will out of those fans. I mean, right now they're where the Cavs were with LeBron year one with LeBron or year two with LeBron, where people believed in the player in Paolo, but they still think that those owners are trash given what's happened. So I don't think you're going to get an awful reaction. I don't expect the Orlando Magic faithful to make it uncomfortable the way the Cavs have clearly made it, or Cavs fans have made it uncomfortable for the Magic. That's not an I know. So it's not like you're going to play in the Garden. It's not like you're going to play in Philly. It's not like you're going to play in Boston or even the Lakers when the Lakers are hot.
They're going to the Amway.
This is as timid of a crowd as I think you're going to get in the NBA playoffs. The Cavs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They'll respond to home cooking. And so now it is, all right, you were consistent at home. Let me see that consistency. Because now I feel like the expectation is if this thing goes longer than five, it's because the Cavs let it happen. And it might even feel that way about four games. I just want to give them that extra cushion of a game because you just never know in game threes. This is probably going to be the Magic, their best effort you're probably going to see on Thursday.
Without question, will be their best effort. And if they can't get it done, they'll give up. They'll give up, and the Cavs will, again, and assuming the Cavs, you know, don't put down their guard in game four, it's a sweep. I'm to the point now where I would be very surprised if the Cavs do not sweep this series. Have not looked ahead to the line on game three. Have you, Nick?
I have not.
But I'm going to give it to you. You know why?
I said.
Because I want to know what it is.
Okay.
Cavaliers are 1.5-point dogs on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a fool's bet? Is that a sucker's bet? Or is that...
No, it's typically... I mean, I think had the Magic been more competitive here in Cleveland, I honestly think they'd probably be favored by about three.
I just want to see it. Here's the thing. I am confident that this thing is rolling out the way the Cavs hoped when the Cavs tanked that game against Charlotte. And I think people have used that as a way to say, see, they did it... Like, honestly, guys, they should have been able to beat the Pacers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watched Philadelphia is down 0-2 to the Knicks. So you should have been able to be competitive about against anybody you would have played in a first-round series.
Just, you know, how much did you see that game last night, the latter game?
Oh, you mean the Lakers game?
No, I'm sorry, the Sixers-Knicks game, because I was listening to it. Leaving the Cavs game, I popped it on the Sirius deal and was listening to it, and... The Knicks scored the final 8 points of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sixers were up five with a minute to go. How do you blow that?
Some people say officiating.
Yeah.
Some people say officiating.
I don't think it was all officiating.
I think Maxey made a mistake on the inbound pass.
For sure.
Which turned the ball over. I think, here's the thing, there's three ways that they could have salvaged that moment that start with Maxey not fumbling the pass and kicking it up in the air. That then go to getting the offensive rebound, that then go to getting the defensive rebound, and then...
Sorry about that, Nick.
No worries.
Just hit my hand.
That then go to Nick Nurse actually getting the timeout. Any one of those three things stop that play, and the Sixers win that. But my greater point is, you look at this game like, all right, you've passed the test these first two games. But I still don't know that, like... The first round series, you're always hoping like, all right, can I start to glean some of this for the next round? And I don't think I've learned much about the Cavs other than they've shown up and done what they're supposed to do, which should be like you should get merit for that. Like you should get credit for showing up and doing what you're supposed to do.
I'm giving them tons of credit. I'm giving JB tons of credit. I think this team is doing exactly what they have to do to win these last two games. I think they're playing tough. I think there's an attitude. I love the way that the crowd was into it last night. I wasn't at game one, just game two. I think this thing is going to be wrapped up rather quickly, and we're going to shift our focus to Boston, and that's going to be one hell of a series.
So you disagree with Jonathan Peterlin then?
I got a lot to say about that.
All right. So we are going to play that.
I'll give you a tease. How about this?
All right.
So I'm driving home last night. Are we doing this next segment?
No, we got Fedor next.
Say, we'll do this later, but I'll give you a tease now.
Okay.
I'm upset with Peterlin.
Ooh, and they pushed the mic away. All right, 216-474-0092. As we talk about the... Was that Keith? That's really good. Keith just punched the mic. He also deafened me, but Keith punched the mic.
What was the purpose of that? Was that an accident?
I think he was making fun of you.
I was trying to do a sound effect. You got to give him some effect there when you push
the
mic away.
Okay.
Did it do that time?
I'm already a little deaf because of working in radio for 20 years and having headphones on constantly. Can we stop punching the damn mic so I can hear for the rest of my career?
I think I'm deaf from going to the Cavs game last night.
Well, don't tell Jonathan.
I'm not going to tell JP.
We will get to that later in the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.